Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the nine-month-old war in Gaza.
There are gaps that remain.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said the administration was working to get both Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire proposed by Biden that would halt fighting and see the release of Israeli hostages taken captive during Hamas's surprise attack on October 7th. The U.S. is a major arms supplier to Israel. Biden took the rare step earlier this year of pausing the transfer of certain munitions it deemed inappropriate for warfare in the densely populated Gaza Strip.
A strong typhoon has made landfall on China's southeastern coast on Thursday after sweeping across the nearby island of Taiwan, where it caused landslides and flooding in low-lying areas and left three dead. Typhoon Gami had swept up the western Pacific, intensifying seasonal rains earlier in the week in the Philippines, where the death toll has climbed to 22. Offices and schools in Taiwan were closed for a second day on Thursday, and people were urged to stay home and away from the coastline. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Thursday for countries to address the urgency of the extreme heat epidemic fueled by climate change, days after the world registered its hottest day on record.
It's summertime, but the living is no longer easy. This has been a week of unprecedented heat.
Climate change is making heat waves more frequent, more intense, and longer lasting across the world. Already this year, scorching conditions have killed 1,300 Hajj pilgrims, closed schools for more than 80 million children in Africa and Asia.